And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. And charge the messenger, saying, When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king. So the messenger went, and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said unto David, Surely the men prevailed against us, and came out unto us into the field, and we were upon them even unto the entering of the gate. Then David said unto the messenger, Thus shalt thou say unto Joab, Let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What, should I wait for the Lord any longer? So there went one on horseback to meet him, and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, The messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. And there came a messenger, and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay ye them in 2 heaps at the entering in of the gate until the morning. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, The oxen were ploughing, and the asses feeding beside them. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among 1,000 to show unto man his uprightness, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and furthermore that ye have sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent. And lo, they came, for whom thou didst wash thyself, paintest thy eyes, and deckest thyself with ornaments. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants.